జయ రాధమాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారి గోపీజన వల్లభ తిరువారధారి జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ తిరువారధారి యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరా నమసారి జయ రాధ మాధవ జయ కుంజ బిహారి హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే రామ రామ హరే జయ రాధా శ్యామ సుందర శ్యామ సుందర జయ రాధా శ్యామ సుందర శ్యామ సుందర జయ కృష్ణ బలరామ కృష్ణ బలరామ కృష్ణ బలరామ జయ కృష్ణ బలరామ జయ గౌరణితా ప్రణితా జయ గౌరణితా జయ జయ ప్రభుతా జయ జయ ప్రభుతా జయ జయ ప్రభుతా జయ జయ ప్రభుతా జయ జయ గురుదే జయ జయ గురుదే జయ ఓం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస పరివేజాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమంత్ దివాంగేస్ ఇసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరివ్రజాకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమతి దివాంగేస్ అభక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ మహారాజ్ కీ గురు పరంపరా కీ హరినామ సంకీర్తన యజ్ఞ బృహద్ మృగంగా కీ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ Thank you very much for joining. Thank you for Madanga. And I see my, I've been reading for last 8 years, Srimad Bhagavatam with Siddhi Prabhu, Vipul Prabhu, sometimes Renuka Mataji, and even Rama and Krishna. These kids also join. And they read so sweetly. And Vipul Prabhu's children too sometimes. So nice. So we are on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text 41. अथैतानि न सेवेत बुभुषु पुरुषा क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशीलो राजा लोकपतिर्गुरु अथैतानि न सेवेत बुभुषु पुरुषः क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशीलो राजा लोकपतिर्गुरु अथैतानि न सेवेत विशु पुरुषः क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशीलो राजा लोकपतिर्गुरु विशेषतो धर्मशील राजा लोकपतिर्गुरु अथैतानि न सेवेत बुभुषु पुरुषा क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशील राजा लोकपतिर्गुरु अथैतानि न सेवेत बुभुषु पुरुषा क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशील राजा लोकपतिर्गुरु अथैतानि न सेवेत पुरुषा क्वचित् विशेषतो धर्मशील राजा लोकपतिर्गुरु अथे अथ देयरफोर एतानि ऑल दिस ना नेवर सेवेत कम इन कॉन्टैक्ट बुभुषु दोज हू डिजायर वेल बीइंग पुरुषः person क्वचित् in any circumstances विशेषतः specifically धर्मशीला those who are on the progressive path of liberation राजा the king लोकपति public leader गुरुः the brahmanas and the sannyasis Therefore, whoever desires progressive well-being, especially kings, religionists, public leaders, brahmanas and sannyasis, should never come in contact with the four above mentioned irreligious principles. So, point to note here is this word bubhushuhu, which means those who desire well-being. This word comes in Srimad Bhagavatam only once. And this is kind of being well-wisher, like Prabhupada always signed his letters, you're ever well-wisher. And then point to note, another point to note here is this four people, Guruhu, Lokapati means public leader, Raja, the king, and Dharmashila, which are the religionists. The Brahmanas are the religious preceptors for all other castes, and the Sannyasis are the spiritual masters for all the castes and orders of society. So also are the king and the public leaders, who are responsible for the material welfare of all people. The progressive religionists and those who are responsible human beings, or those who do not want to spoil their valuable human lives, should refrain from all the religious, all the principles of irreligiosity, especially illicit connection with women. If a Brahmana is not truthful, all his claims as a Brahmana at once become null and void. If a sannyasi is illicitly connected with women, all his claims as a sannyasi at once become false. Similarly, if the king and the public leaders are unnecessarily proud or habituated to drinking and smoking, certainly they become disqualified to discharge public welfare activities. Truthfulness is the basic principle for all religions. The four leaders of the human society, namely the sannyasis, the brahmanas, the king, and the public leader, must be tested crucially by their character and qualification. Before one can be accepted as a spiritual or material master of society, he must be tested by the above-mentioned criteria of character. Such public leaders may be less qualified in academic qualifications, but it is necessary. It is necessary. Hare Krishna.
It is necessary primarily
that day.
Namely, gambling, drinking, prostitution, and animal slaughter. Sorry, my line got deleted. Thank you very much. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato jayamudiraye nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki gurve gaura chandraya radhikaya tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. So the few points here again is Guruhu word refers, is here referring to Brahmanas and spiritual master. And another thing, important point is Brahmins must be truthful. Sannyasi, who is a spiritual master, must avoid illicit connection with women, and the Raja, the king, should not be unnecessarily proud or habituated to drinking and smoking. And religionists, which is Dharmashila, the word used is Dharmashila, should avoid especially illicit connection with the woman. And Lokapati, the public leaders, should not be unnecessarily proud or no intoxication for them. So I would like to share some thoughts on truthfulness first. As it says, the Brahmana should be truthful. Prabhupada had this very wonderful disciple. His name was Joel first, and then he got initiated as Gadadhar. He was an army officer. And Prabhupada has written many letters to him. He was really good at preaching, really compassionate soul. One time he went to a rainbow gathering. And there was, of course, some other devotees helping him cook and serve the rainbow people. So they went there, they fed the they fed the rainbows, they had kirtans, they gave discourses. At the end, when they were wrapping up, there were just two devotees, this Gadadhar Prabhu and one more devotee. And the main organizer of this rainbow gathering came. And you know what is rainbow, right? 10,000 people come. And unfortunately, they don't believe in many formalities like wearing clothes. But they really want to be close to nature. They want to just be free, enjoy the music, eat vegetarian food, as far as I know, and just be with Mother Nature. So they were they said, come. Now this is the last one piece. All the rainbows are going to be there. And okay, so these two devotees went. They were close to, it was pitch dark. And you know, 10,000 people takes a long time. And they were kind of pushed by hundreds of people into the middle. It was pitch dark. And when they saw it, they were really flabbergasted. They were like, oh my God, we are in the middle of all these people. And the few pieces of cloth that were ever present anywhere were a couple of bandanas. And they were just covered by 10 directions. But they were cheering, and then the organizers said, these are the people, they fed us. And the crowd went, Haribol, wow. And then they said, these are the people that made us dance. And the crowd was really happy, ecstatic. And these are the people, they did this and that, and a couple of things that devotees had done, which were very nice for rainbows. And they were just so happy. And then he said, I invite you to come and speak. So this Gadadhar Prabhu, he went to speak. And he said, you know, at the end of every rainbow, there's a pot of gold. And at the end of this rainbow gathering, there is palace of gold. There's a beautiful lake, there are organic gardens, there are nice, very happy people, there's unlimited amounts of food. Why don't you come there at the end of the gathering? So the rainbows went there. So rainbows were like, yes, yes, yes. And then one person said, but do we have to wear clothes? Now imagine, if you are in that position, if you said yes, you would just like jeopardize that yatra. You know, nobody would come, they would be booed out immediately. If you said no, that was the truth. You know, that is the truthfulness of the Brahmana. So this Prabhu gave a very wonderful answer, and I'm so impressed with this answer, I'm going to repeat it as it is. He said, very calmly, he was really composed. He said, you want to hear the answer? Okay, there you go. You could come fully naked. And they were like, yes! He said, according to Gita, you are not these bodies. You are eternal soul. The body is set of clothes. You must shed this bodily conception of life and come naked before God. And that was actually that made a really deep impact on these rainbow people. And many of them started wearing clothes after he said that. And many rainbows went to New Vrindavan with well dressed, and I don't know how many became devotees, but must be a few number. So this is the first quality of the truth. Truth must be palatable. There's a Manusmriti 4.138 says, Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat. Means truth must be spoken palatably, sweetly. Na Bruyat Satyam Apriyam. If the truth is not going to be sweet, then maybe you can refrain from speaking the truth. Priyam Cha Nandutam Bruyat, Esha Dharma Sanatanaha. Even if pleasant, do not speak untruth. And this is the path of eternal righteousness. So that's the one quality of truth. Truth can be palatable. Another quality of truth is truth can be based on time, place and circumstances. And really the truth that encourages one to go towards Krishna, towards the path of Krishna, makes them more connected with devotees and want to take shelter of them. So I want to share one personal example. My daughter was going to the college for 2 months, so she was living on her own. And I was, of course, like a mother, really worried, always worried that she doesn't have devotee association, and trying to make sure she gets some prasadam, you know, trying my best. But it was very strenuous, stressful, because first time living apart, and I really dreaded this day. So we got a chance to see my Guru Maharaj, Radhana Swami. And so he started speaking with my daughter. And first he made her very comfortable. How are you? What do you like? What do you do in school? How's your model UN? Who do you live with? Etc. etc. And at the right time he said, Radhasakhi, I trust you. I trust you completely. But I do not trust the people around you. And remember, the mothers are mothers. They only know how to worry. And you know, he said few other things, and it kind of just melted the stress between us, and it just really, she was crying at the end of the talk, and she really felt like, without saying a word about devotee, devotee association, Krishna, he really encouraged her in Krishna consciousness by letting her forgive my shortcomings. And I really appreciated that, so I wanted to share that example. A couple of years ago, I had an Airbnb guest. She's a child psychologist. So she was telling me that in CDC, the teenager suicide rate was 8% at that time. In 2016, it was 8%. I was really worried, and I was like, yes, teenagers, you know, they have their issues, and it's hard to understand. But she said, you know what is more disturbing? She said, I counsel kids ages 6, 7, 8, even 5 sometimes, that they do not commit suicide. And if you look at just the teenage suicide, which is which at least they can count, child suicide is very complex matter. It's very, gets very complicated how to count it and stuff. So that teenage suicide rate is increasing 1% every year. 2019, 8%, 2020, 9%, and now it's 10%, 11% now. So I was like, what? And she said, I never say no. If there's a single new child coming to me, I never say no. I say, okay, I will see them. And she said, because I don't know if I'll ever see them again. And she said, the job got so stressful. This was in California. The job got so stressful, I was really fried up. And she said, recently I left the job. And then we spoke a little more. I brought her to the temple. I showed her a couple of books. And then that evening at Premanjali's house, she came for the Friday night bhajan. I think you were also there, Mother Sukhada. She spoke with Sukhada Prabhu, Madhumati, Mataji, and few sweet ladies. And then I really saw her taking shelter of Holy Name. And it was, this is Prabhupada's mercy, prasadam. You know, there was nice prasadam, nice association, and she was just so happy to be here. And it's really nice to see that. A is that she helps children, and it's a nice, compassionate person. But then you get yourself drained out. If you are not connected with the source, you cannot just keep on giving. And the child issue is serious. So then I was searching, you know, how come there is so much rise in this problem? You know, your kids are happy, Renuka and Mataji. But there are so many unfortunate circumstances. So this, I was searching, what's the reason? So I came, my daughter showed me this movie, social media movie called Social Dilemma. It's a documentary. If you ever have to preach, then just read about this movie. It's very helpful. So they showed that a 6 or 7 year old girl was posting her selfies. And she was getting, a few weeks later, she was getting really anxious. And she was getting really unhappy. And she was bruising herself after a few months. Bruising, literally bruises. Cut herself. And And the reason is social media. If the selfie is not liked by few people, they slowly this behavior comes up. And you know, the kids go on the phones a lot. And the little boys at that age, if they don't get message from their friends, girlfriends, they go into depression. And these 9-year-olds, they become violent when parents take away their phones. And this is just on children's side. And then there is adult behavior that changes. And how people get attracted on their feeds by what shows up, what pops up. And how people are definitely getting divided. And violence is normalized. And another interesting thing is there are unregulated paid ads that will fuel the violence. This is what social media does. And this movie is not made by you and me. This movie is made by people who were in the top executive positions, and they made that software that made it addictive. And finally they said, enough is enough, we are quitting. They formed this human organization, and they're bringing out the truth, but that's just the beginning. So this is what can happen, you know, technology. And this is Kali Yuga, it just started. It's not progress too much. And that's when we realized we are so fortunate. And when a soul is compared to millions of suns, I always wonder, like, how is that possible, you know? I can't compare that my soul is equivalent to millions of suns. But when I came across this movie, and I compared it with Srila Prabhupada's teachings, I can see that Srila Prabhupada's example is as brilliant as millions of suns. We are so fortunate. And Srila Prabhupada has given us lifestyle, philosophy, uncompassionate, unending love, and he keeps on giving. So we have a lot of hope in this world. The only thing that can work is Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And so there is always, of course, there is hope. And Srila Prabhupada united everybody. And I want to, you know, we read about this issue is dividing this person or this Democrat, Republican, gender issues, this issue, that issue. So I would like to draw attention to one letter that Prabhupada wrote to Tushita Krishna Swami from Calcutta on November 71. He said, certainly we are opposed to abortion. And we can advise that it is not good. But do not take an active part in this political agitation. We are not much concerned in that way or this way. Do not waste time, approaching politicians or affiliations. We are Krishna conscious. And we are for Krishna conscious. And that is our issue. This abortion is just a side issue. Whatever you have done is all right. But concentrate now on our main business, to make everyone Krishna conscious. Our method is simple, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And distribute prasadam. And if we find someone who is little educated, try to distribute a book to him. And with the profit, we can maintain. Isn't that a wonderful solution? It really hurts to see devotees. Argument is natural, and sometimes it's really loving. It's loving, and you know, people learn and grow each other. And here's where I want to say real deep gratitude to Shankha Prabhu. So when he was passing, he was a little bit agitated by what he had seen and the abuse that he could not prevent, and he was thinking, now I'm going to pass away, why don't I bring out the truth on Facebook or something? I don't know the exact words. Why don't I just say all of it, just give the sauce? And at that time he was really grateful. One devotee told him, so we just take deep shelter of Narasimhadev, that he sends the healing energy, and just open your heart with love and compassion. And he said, Krishna spoke to you. Not that he was going to do it, he's such a wonderful devotee. But so this is the truth is that we want healing energy. We don't want to bring past. We don't want to, however true it may be. We really want this holy name to open and just really heal all broken hearts, the children, the, you know, abused people, anybody and everybody. There's so much suffering in the world. And, you know, little as ironic as it gets, this is a very nice quote I read on Facebook, that there are billions of gopis who have done service for gazillions of years, and no one has posted it on Facebook. I have a serious confession. I was used to be one of those posting a lot, self-posting a lot of them. And it's really liberating. But you know, these social media tools can be completely used for very good purpose. ISB has a WhatsApp group called GNAP, in which they post about general good news about Sankirtan. And ISB over the last few years has grown from, I think, 20 devotees to 600 devotees now. Every marathon they count the name of each and every book distributor, and it's hundreds of people. And they use this social media for very good reasons. There's another trick we were discussing on. We have a group called North American Sankirtan Leadership Forum, NASLP. And this is Parashika Prabhu's brainchild. He has connected all the book distributors. You want to reach any continent, any book, any language, he has made a channel available for it. So he said, so the way these devotees, they go on social media and they say, oh, are you a Shiva devotee? They join the groups called Shiva devotees or whatever. Oh, you're a Shiva devotee? And they send, this is so nice. And they send him the fourth canto, this photo, and third canto, this saying, and sixth canto. And then they say, hey, you're a Shiva devotee, you're not reading this book? Oh my God, like Shiva will be angry at you, you know? And then they say, okay, I'll buy the whole set. And this is how devotees buy sets. And other groups. Another group in Southern California, they had a 40 people retreat. And these people came because they are the part of some nature walk group. And these people, they walked in the nature the whole day of just eating prasadam, no philosophy. And when they go back to the temple, there's a rocking kirtan. If you see that video, it feels amazing. Five, at least I know five brahmacharis, I think, have moved into that temple from these kind of retreats. They have done six retreats in last 2 years, I think. I could be wrong on that numbers, but they are close. There's a guy, devotee named Torsunov in Russia. He's also using social media for many, many good purposes. There's a Gaur Gopal Prabhu. He became number one person on Facebook for 3 months, our devotee, by posting amazingly positive videos, and which then ultimately bring them to Krishna consciousness. I want to touch the other point in that paragraph. One of the points was that we should be prideless. The leaders should be prideless. And we see the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing in front of us, which is Trunadapi Shunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So we can be lower than the we can be so humble, we can be lower than the grass in the street and offer all respects and obeisances to others. Now the practical example of that, the other day I was standing in front of the DPs and I said, Nita Priya, why didn't you put that flower in front of Krishna Radhisha? So she said, why? Why do you have to always do this? Show your service by going ahead of Krishna, showing your face to everybody. Why can't you do some service in the background and just be happy that you got that service? And she was like, she knew me, I guess. And that was such a nice attitude, that not to get proud of even our service and just to do some service that nobody is watching. And this is one of the ways to get rid of that anartha. And all of us are leaders. This purport Prabhupada is writing about leaders in society. But every devotee, I feel, is a leader. These devotees, they lead Tampa group. Tangovinda Prabhu leads so many different groups I don't know of. Hey, Miami Prabhu, Mataji, and they lead their Miami group. This Prabhu leads North Carolina group. Everybody, Barsana Chitra Mataji, and we are so grateful to each and every one of you. So we are all leaders too. And so this purpose, and Sukhata Mataji is leading tomorrow the Sankirtan Yajna. So we are all leaders, and this is all applicable to all of us too. So in the end, Prabhupada says about four regs, that these leaders should basically follow four regs. But when we are devotees, there's a deeper meaning to these four regulations. When he's saying that no gambling, it also means that we as devotees should not take chance, you know. This is not, I'm just like saying it like a parrot, and I really pray that I can do it. But don't take chance. Do your rounds in Mangalarti, after Mangalarti, Brahma Muhurta. Because if you're not doing, you're thinking, oh, I'll do later, I'll do later, I'll do later, the quality vanishes. So one of our main service to Guru Parampara is that we chant our rounds as much as possible in the morning. Second principle there is no intoxication. And we can get really proud thinking that, I dress so nicely, or I spoke so nicely, or I cook so nicely, or I built a tent so nicely, I did the gardening so nicely. Anything. Pride can come so easily like a needle. But it takes our heart out like a plow. You know, it takes our anarthas out like a plow. So this is another thing that can happen to us, and that's why unnecessarily proud, Prabhupada says, being that is really not useful. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita 10 chapter 4th and 5th text, that the way to get rid of this is not to think about money too much, and this is really applicable to me, so I'm repeating. Not to think about money too much. Your mind is your main association. So what thoughts are coming in our mind are also very important. And not to take deep devotee association. And this is the way to curb our pride. Read Prabhupada's books. There are two other things on the regulative principle. No intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, and no illicit sex. So meat eating, you know, so for a devotee to go deeper in this principle ourselves, it could mean that we don't hurt anybody with any words. We are really thinking before we speak. A thoughtful word, a praise goes long ways. There's a lot of divorces happen because the spouse does not feel appreciated. The words of appreciation are not spoken usually, but the words of correction are spoken. The words of desperation are spoken, and it's another way to see if we are really speaking to glorify a devotee, to serve a devotee, to take their shelter in their association, and that can be really useful for us. And having the last principle, illicit sex. So, avoiding the other gender. So, that I think is related to, for a devotee to go deeper, is related into not to have lust. Lust can come from, again, being very proud. And in this four regs regard, I would like to read another letter by Srila Prabhupada. This was written to a Zambia temple president. He had funds, but not temple, because local men were not coming. And little background is that a few days I was cleaning my car. My book distribution is my main service. It may not be your service, but I was not carrying books in my car. And actually, if I really look deeply and be honest with myself, it's a kind of pride. I'm enough, you know. I don't need Prabhupada's books with me. I'm enough to give somebody a little information about Krishna consciousness if I come across. So that was my mother Akuti always says, please carry at least one book in the car. Only when you don't carry, you know, you just want to, you get so mad at yourself. So this is one letter from Srila Prabhupada. on this topic about book distribution. So he said, if you have sufficient funds, send it to Nairobi, you know, why not send there? And then he read other things. He said, oh, you want to print books in local languages? That's like amazing. That is real preaching work. If you sell a book to someone, that is better than your speaking to them. What will your 3 minutes preaching do? But if they read a book, it may turn their life. So go on preaching like that. That is the highest perfection of activities. And so I also want to remind you that our Gita Marathon is going on. Please, please take up this advantage of this opportunity and please carry a few books in your car if possible. While going back to the purport a little bit, I only found out there's something about lies in the scripture I was looking, and I only found out one that Govinda Karivanchana. Which Lord Chaitanya's servant had lied once about how much prasadam devotees are giving and how does it taste. And I could not find a single other example of people lying in the scripture. And one very last topic, and after that which I would like to take reflections. In this particular purport, Prabhupada also writes about testing, how the public leaders should be tested. There are a few other examples of how Lord Chaitanya himself tested. Sanatana Goswami was one of the main leaders, for he was a political leader, like he says here, Lokapati. He was a Brahmana, he was a very important disciple. And the way Lord Chaitanya tested him was that he was wearing a kopan. And the clothes were tattered. But then his brother-in-law, I think, had given him a very expensive shawl. And he was wearing it because it was really cold. And Lord Chaitanya really gave him a look. And then after that, he went to near the river and he forced one beggar kind of person to take that shawl and came back to Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya gave him a nod of approval. And there were 2-3 other examples like this with Sanatan Goswami. In other places, I could not find Prabhupada testing anybody or elaborating on the point that how he says here that leaders should be tested based on 4 regs. But he does say during a later conversation that the way to see which leader is favorable is to bring them and feed them prasadam. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did this. He brought British people to come to the temple to hear the philosophy. And he fed them what they wanted to eat. So, we do this kind of work and we bring the people, but we bring them to the temple. And we really try to give Krishna to everybody, no discrimination. We bring them to the temple, we give them a book, and this is the way to carry on our mission. These are my few thoughts. I'll take a reflection and then I will say one more thing and wrap it up. Would you like to say, anybody has any reflection, questions?
Class. I was thinking about the whole idea of speaking, having it be palatable. Right? And I was thinking, about Srila Prabhupada, how sometimes it's about timing too. Prabhupada didn't right away give everybody the regular principles. It's about timing and it's about the relationship. Because if you have a friendship with someone, and then you just don't, right from the beginning, say, don't do this, don't do that. And you explain, where it comes from, like why you don't take intoxication. Prabhupada said, in the true world, is intoxicating enough. You don't want to make it more confusing. So just those elements of friendship. There's so many philosophies in the world, and people are always spouting their philosophies, but the idea is to really live it. And oftentimes that is what really makes a difference with people when they see devotees who have developed these qualities in Prabhupada, that you don't have to endeavor separately to become truthful or become kind. That when you become a devotee, automatically all those qualities are developed. So, just
thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful class, Mataji. It's been a long time I was hearing properly sitting in Bhagavatam class. So happy and blessed. And I really liked about the four regulative principles, how you mentioned in a different way for the devotees. So the gambling is like chanting in the early morning japa, and other three. So how you all talk with the devotees, teaching and gambling, intoxication. So how nicely we speak, that we speak the truth, but in a pleasing way, so that they will continue the Krishna consciousness and they will do the service. So I really like, if possible, Mataji, can you repeat again the four things? In a devotee's way, like
the... Yeah, sure. Gambling means not taking chances with your chanting. Okay. Pride or lust, not getting lusty is not to get proud of our what we have accomplished. And that also goes to no illicit sex. And meat eating, no harsh words. And maybe Supreme Prabhu can tell the fourth one if I'm forgetting, or Bipul Prabhu, because we discussed this in Srimad Bhagavatam class few times. You remember the fourth one, Prabhu? Maybe I'm missing one? We have discussed this in the class. Maybe later. Mataji, would you like to say anything, add anything? Himavati Mataji.
I go. So if the goal of a devotee is to stay behind the scene, what is the goal of us praising them?
Sidipiti.
If the goal of a devotee is to stay behind the scene, what is the goal of us for praising them?
For last words are
praising. I mean,
praising them. Oh yes. Yeah. We can really open praise. We can praise them as much as we want in front of anybody, because we just wear this Bhagavata Sevaya, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Devotee is glorious. Like we praise Srila Prabhupada on his Vyas Puja. You can take his time on their appearance day to praise them. And show your appreciation by giving them prasad. Six exchanges, you know, giving gifts, giving prasadam, and revealing your mind. That's the way to also pray. Does that seem right? Did I understood your question?
But then you're just increasing their false ego. And our goal is to bring down our false ego.
Hare Krishna. My understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that...
I'm not against praising, not at all. I find that it's good for us because it brings down a false ego. But I'm thinking about the person who gets praised. Isn't it not detrimental to that person?
I think depends person to person. I can praise you, I know. But maybe you should not praise me. It just depends on our level. Yeah? Thank you. Sharanga Thakur, would you like to add anything, please? Maybe I misspoke anything.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
I see the point that you make is very interesting about it should be palatable when we say something to someone, even though it should be truthful, even though Srila Prabhupada many times he said we have to preach boldly. As Mataji said, it's all about timing. And we know that when we read Prabhupada Lilamrita, some devotees did not even know about the four practice. Then they learn about it on the day they were taking initiation. That means Srila Prabhupada is a very, diplomatic person. And we have to learn from that, because sometimes, the PDF syndrome, that pure devotee syndrome, we think that we know everything, and then We are really pure devotees, we preach so much, and then we fry people.
Instead
of frying people, I think we should be more careful how to bring them back to Prasad. Because losing devotee is very, very painful, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually cry when somebody left the movement. And even Srila Prabhupada also, you know, it's very difficult to bring people to make them learn about Krishna, then we fry them. We should be very careful when we especially preach. Mataji, you know, said timing. Timing is very important. Thank you.
Thank you. Ajay Govinda Prabhu, would you like to add Ajay Govinda? Anything?
I actually appreciated the point you were talking about, like, you know, how the devotees were there between the rainbows in that worst condition and still trying to continue. We all are in, like, you know, Maya is surrounding us in different ways. So, you know, just forgetting about the rainbows, but if we take the inspiration from that, I think we should all fight in the midst of Maya to keep our Krishna consciousness continue. So,
thank you,
sir. That's an inspirational point for me. Thank you.
Sri Govinda Prabhu, will you please add something? No, please ask. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Kandasana. Very nice class, Mataji. You gave practical examples how the kids are today addicted and going into the depression. Simply following the four regulatory principles and given by Srila Prabhupada, singing, dancing, feasting and all, we can clearly avoid this. And people are spending hundreds and millions of dollars on these treatments and all, because it's given us freely to the whole world. And also, Mataji, you mentioned about the book distribution. So far, mentioned that just giving one book, you know, will change the whole life. I really appreciate your all your efforts, you know, day in and day out. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Bless you.
Hare Krishna. So the last one, small story. Is, you know, we know that Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. And we know that King Indra got proud. You know, we just read about the king should not get proud here. And so when King Indra got proud, we had Govardhan Leela. Then Krishna was coronated, right? Yes, Krishna was coronated, but he wasn't feeling happy. He was not completely happy. And you know what he decided to do? He decided to do, I want to show the entire world what is the absolute, supreme absolute truth, is that Radharani, Srimati Radharani, is the queen of Vrindavan. They may coronate me as a king, but my devotee is the most supreme. My devotee who serves me without having any ulterior motive is the supreme. And so he went to Vrindadevi, he went to Anne, he said, this is the plan that I want. Make sure that these arrangements are done, that Radharani is coronated. And he went to Purnamasi, and he said, we are going to do this. And then there was an announcement in the sky. Srimati Radharani is the queen of, must be coronated as the queen of Vrindavan, else bad things will happen in Vrindavan, and Rajavasis will suffer really a lot. And of course, everybody wants to, coronate Srimati Radharani. There was Abhishek, she was put in crown, she was given a throne. And then right afterwards, they do a meeting. And they decide who will be the cabinet minister and who will be the other minister. And they start working like a working cabinet. And then Krishna comes and Krishna says, I also want to assist Srimati Radharani. And they say, okay, go fill out an application. So Krishna says, okay. And he fills out an application, he comes back. So what does Krishna want to be? He wants to be a constable, the police person. So he wants to be in there like, you're a thief, Krishna. You want to be a do a job of a police constable? Okay. So, and I want to go to each and every place in Vrindavan and declare Srimati Radharani's supremacy. So, okay, they say, okay, that's perfectly fine. And 2 days he goes, And third day he comes back and he says, he does mischief, of course, this is Krishna. And he says, but my flute was stolen today. And they go, oh, so Vishakha says, finally, we can sleep at night. And then they say, and then there is a little discussion. And then he goes, I think one of the ministers here has stolen my flute. And the Sakhis goes, no way. And they say, okay, we'll take off our veils and, you know, you will see that none of us have stolen the flute. So all of the Sakhis take off their veils. And then Lalita Sakhi, the Prime Minister of Radharani's cabinet, she takes out her veil and there's a flute there. And then they go, of course, Krishna, you hit the flute here. You know, you are the one who is lying here, and so you have to resign. And then they argue, Lalita, he says, no, Lalita Sakhi, you should resign because you are the one who stole the flute, and etc., etc. There's an argument back and forth. And then Radharani goes, Krishna, I know you are the mastermind behind this, the whole ceremony. You know, it's you that make me dance like a puppet, and I dance like a puppet. So now you come sit on this throne, and then they make the swing. And that's the pastime of Julan Yatra in that place. But if any times a lie has to be spoken, it's only in those leelas that make those leelas much, much, much sweeter. And any other time, we stick to the truth. I hope you appreciate. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Thank you for quoting the fabulous letter from Srila Prabhupada, and devotees and the adoration. Thank you for this class and encouraging positive perspective. So needed, Mahindrani. Me teaching for devotees, I heard that Srila Prabhupada Maharaj told one of his Western disciples, by Swami Maharaj's mercy, you have given up new teaching and other vices and begun Krishna consciousness. But now you are eating a meat of devotees by your business in another city. I would be better that you go back to eating meat. That is less dangerous than criticizing devotees. Hare Krishna.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand if there was a question. Please forgive me. Hare Krishna, thank you so much.